Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here on Wham Talk 1600. That is, if you're not on your way to the game today. Derek, you're all hyped up about U of M and MSU today, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And you're the big U of M fan, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm the MSU guy. You're the U of M guy over there. So, you know, callers want to call in and give us who you're voting for to win today, let us know. Be happy to kind of update the results of that during the show if somebody wants to call in, 734-822-1600. So going to go home and crack a few beers and, as Matt just said, watch it at home in comfort. I'm not going out to sit in that cold weather for that. So, well, what we do every Saturday on The Drift is talk about the news that we put on The Daily Drift. You can go to thedailydrift.com and get the news you need to know. I peruse the internet to find those stories you won't find on the mainstream media. So go to thedailydrift.com and stay informed during the week. And you can catch me in the mornings for 10, 15 minutes. I do a little podcast every morning, so you can catch that there as well. Just check it out on Mixlr or at thedailydrift.com. Let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, Regal Auto Parts. All cars run on used parts, and so you can save a lot of money by buying those used parts at auto stores like Regal Auto Parts in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. 734-663-0976. Or you can go to their website, www.regalautopartsmi.com. So, good way to save some money. You know, those cars break down. If you got one that's a few years old, don't spend a lot of money on new parts. Go get a part that's perfectly acceptable at a used parts place. Regal Auto Parts, Whitmore Lake Road. Okay, so we were talking, Matt was talking about the debate this week. And, you know, I'll start with this. Why did the beginning of the Democratic debate look more like a variety show than anything else? The sound, the music, it was, everyone got their opening speeches, they announced them, you know, it was crazy. They made the Republicans stand like dolts for theirs, but they have the big music and everything else. And then Sheryl Crow, really? Derek, did you watch any of the debate at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, you saved your ears. Let me assure you, my thought of Sheryl Crow being a great singer is broken at this point. I have an old album of hers that I like a lot, but man, she was so off key. It was just astounding. It was embarrassing, frankly. I can't imagine why. I know she's a big liberal and a big Democratic supporter, but man, she didn't do herself any favors by singing that tune for the Democrats. It was embarrassing. But the biggest thing that I took away from that was that it's all been figured out ahead of time. These other guys are just shilling for Hillary. It's all a Lincoln Chafee. You know what? Lincoln Chafee just needs to probably drop out. He's just sucking up oxygen that he shouldn't be. I kept looking at him and thinking of Steve Doocy from Fox News, the weather guy. You know, that's who he looked like, except maybe his uncle or grandpa or something. But he needed to just go away. But it's obviously the fix is in for Hillary Clinton. And as Matt mentioned in the last hour, they asked the Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter of all of those Democrats. And the only one that answered sensibly was Jim Webb, who's really a Republican. He's an old school Democrat to the point that he's a Republican. But they didn't ask that same Black Lives or All Lives Matter question of Hillary. And the reason is they didn't want her to piss off the white people, the independents who don't believe in that extremist Black Lives Matter group. And so they deflected for her. And that was Anderson Cooper. He's in there shilling for Hillary. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so is CNN and the entire network. So it was just a travesty. And the final thing for me, and you can call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but when Bernie Sanders deflected the email questions for Hillary, that was Bernie looking to get his VP spot under Hillary Clinton. You got that track, Derek? That's the first one. Let's run with that.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
You know? The middle class, Anderson. And let me say something about the media as well. I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Thank you, Bernie. Right. You know, for months, we've been laughing about Bernie Sanders' voice. You know, what is that? And for me, it's been like, gosh, it sounds so familiar, and I've never listened to Bernie Sanders before this. And finally, I won't take credit for this. I think I heard it on Laura Ingraham's show. Finally nailed who it was. Derek, you got that ready? Maybe. It's George Steinbrenner from the Seinfeld show. And I heard it on Laura Ingraham. I said, oh, my gosh, he nailed it right off the bat. It was just crazy. Now, you listen. When Derek gets it up, we'll play it for you. But that is Bernie Sanders. I don't know if they're from the same. I don't know if George Steinbrenner actually sounds like that. Matt, do you know if George Steinbrenner really sounds like he does on Seinfeld? Pretty close, I guess. And they wouldn't have done it otherwise. But is Bernie Sanders not from Vermont originally? Is he a Brooklyn guy? He is a Brooklyn guy. Well, that makes sense then. So, but it's just astounding how close the cadence and the voice and the mannerisms are to the guy that, at least to the guy that plays George Steinbrenner on the old Seinfeld series, which is hilarious. But for me, that whole thing was Bernie just saying, hey, I'm with you, Hillary. We're going to cover for you. And none of the other candidates brought it up. I mean, they're talking about Joe Biden now being within a couple of days of getting in the race. And people saying, well, Hillary's raised $30 million this last quarter. She's going to be unbeatable. You know what? She is beatable by any of those candidates if they were to ask the questions that the rest of America is asking. You get into a debate with Hillary Clinton, why would you not want straight answers on Benghazi? Why would you not want straight answers on the emails? Why would you not want straight answers on the server and whether she's broken the law with any of the things she's done with her emails or her server? I mean, that's a shoo-in. If it's coming from a Democrat, it's going to put the nail in her coffin as far as a campaign goes. It's just incredible that not one of those candidates even looked at, and Bernie Sanders actually covered for her. How is that even possible? Just amazing. So there you go. I think you're going to end up seeing Hillary pulling on Bernie Sanders to pick up that young vote, the socialist vote, those crazy people. Let's take a call from Jenny. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. You know, this whole race thing, it really didn't start up again until the day after a certain person was elected for the first time. Am I right or wrong?
No, Barack Obama has made things worse. Things were getting better. And as Matt said last hour, it's still out there. But you know what? It's worse now than it was 7 years ago. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. It is. I'm sorry. And it started the day after.
Yeah, and you know what? You can call me a conspiracy guy, whatever you want, but take a look, like Matt said, all the national issues. You know what? They were criminals. They were bullies. Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Michael Brown. You know what? You're holding up criminals, and I think they named a community center after Michael Brown there. He beat up a store clerk. He stole music or stole cigarettes from the store. He tried to steal a cop's gun, and there was videos of him beating up old men earlier that day. I mean, it's crazy that they hold up this criminal and say, "Look, he's our hero for Black Lives Matter." Are you kidding me? It's astounding. And for all four of those Democrats to agree that Black Lives Matter more than anybody else's lives, Chinese, American Indians, or anyone else, That's nonsense. We're all the same on the inside, and all our lives matter. And you know what? If you really want to make a stink about it, 70% of the 55 million babies born or aborted in this country since 1973, we're all black. How about those lives matter?
That's right. And I'd like to ask people out there who have this thing going about Black Lives Matter and all that, I'd like to ask them why, when the President of the United States got elected in 2009, why did he, one of the first things he did, he raised his own salary, he doubled it, and at the same time, he took away the vouchers from those hardworking black kids that wanted to go to decent schools in D.C.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Did Barack Obama raise his salary, the presidential salary?
Yes, he did. He raised it from $200,000 to $400,000.
Wow, really?
That was one
really?
Of the first things he did.
So that must have been the Congress working with him, which was all Democratic at that time anyway. So, wow, I did not know that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, Jenny.
Yep, and at the same time, he takes away these vouchers for these poor kids who all they want to do is do better, get into better schools. He took them away.
Yeah, that was the, you're talking about the D.C. where they'd ended the voucher program?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
he
you
did
know,
that.
Yeah, that's criminal. It really is. And
well, these are my points today. You know what? I'm so sick of this white privilege garbage and all this crap.
Yeah, well, it's that's exactly what it is. It's crap, Jenny. You know, this is more divisive politics by the Democratic Party. So,
okay.
Well, thanks for the call, Jenny. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, take care. Okay, let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. Where Black Lives Matter, somebody had better tell some of the blacks in Detroit and Chicago that are killing blacks about Black Lives Mattering. Don't start telling the white folks. It's not the white folks that are killing the blacks. It's the blacks killing their own. And as far as Bernie Sanders being a shill for Hillary Clinton, don't be surprised if there's a suitcase with a couple $1 million being dropped off at Bernie's house or any of the other guys that are on the debate on the Democratic side. It wouldn't be beyond the Clintons to pay off the competition, say, here, you know, run cover for Hillary, and there's money in there for you.
Right. Oh, I'm sure their bank accounts in Sweden or the Bahamas or wherever for each of those guys. You
wouldn't
know?
Doubt it. Have a good one. And go Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. So we didn't get from Jenny who she was going to vote for or who she wanted to win the game today. I don't know. Next time, Derek, the next person that calls, if they call in, make sure you ask on that. Did you find that? Let's take a break, and when we come back, we can play that your little Steinbrenner thing. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Wham! Radio has partnered with Club Half to give our listeners a new and easy way to get half off your favorite food and fun activities all over town. Get $50 in gift certificates for only $25. Listen to Wham! For the featured business. Then go to whamradio.com anytime and click on the Club Half logo. You'll be on your way to huge savings and fantastic times. Offers are limited, so don't wait to get the whole experience with Club Half.
The Club Half feature deal is Taqueria La Fiesta. Taqueria La Fiesta is Ann Arbor's hotspot for authentic Mexican cuisine. Take yourself, your family, and your friends to Taqueria La Fiesta to experience traditional Mexican dishes that will take your taste buds on a fiesta south of the border. Head on down to 4060 Packard Road in Ann Arbor, just east of Carpenter, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Visit online at tacosannarbor.com. But first, visit whamradio.com for your Club Half Taqueria La Fiesta certificate.
To succeed in today's business environment, Your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
I'll say it again. I haven't had a pimple since I was 18, and I don't care if you believe me or not. And how's this? You're fired. Okay, you're not. I'm just a little hungry. I'm sorry. Miss Costanza, where's my calzone? It's 1:15. He's late. Wait a second. I gotta call you back. Oh, that smell. I know that smell. It's in the building. Costanza is in the building, and he's not in this office. He's got...
That's Bernie Sanders looking for his calzone. Yeah, exactly. All right, so if you're just tuning in, you can email me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com if you got comments. And you can also call in, 734-822-1600 is the phone number. Would love to have your calls and talk about. I want to talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton. So the drip, drip, drip is continuing. Huma Abedin, Hillary's right-hand advisor, who also happens to be Iranian. Go figure. Where do we heard like that before? Valerie Jarrett on a Barack Obama. Yeah, great. So we've got another would-be president with a Iranian advisor as the right-hand gal or right-hand guy. 3 months after Hillary Clinton's use of a private email address and server while secretary was referred to the FBI, an intelligence source familiar with the investigation tells Fox News that the team is now focused on whether there were violations of an Espionage Act subsection pertaining to gross negligence in the safekeeping of national defense information. The information does not have to be classified to count as a violation. So here we go. Hillary has been lying all along. The story changes as these things come up through the investigation. The use of an unsecure computer network permits the material to be removed or abstracted from its proper secure location is gross negligence. Okay. Subsection F of the Espionage Act requires the clearance holder to make prompt report of such loss, theft, or abstraction to their superior officer. In this case, that would be Barack Obama himself. Failure to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. Okay, so she could do up to 10 years. She should do that. And what's crazy is the way Hillary reacts to this. Now, Jake Tapper brought this up to her the other day. You got the track two ready, Derek? Let's go with that.
Bernie Sanders said that, quote, the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails. But there are a lot of people who are not.
Well.
including FBI officials looking into whether national security was compromised because of this server. And this is something else that is very...
All right, so she just laughs it off with her little witchy poo laugh going on. You know what, lady? You are under serious investigation for failure to do what you were supposed to do as Secretary of State. And there was a guy I heard on the radio the other day said it plainer than anybody else. You're either completely incompetent if you did not exchange any classified information as Secretary of State and didn't email anybody, with the president himself, about it, then you're completely incompetent and weren't doing your job. Or you're just a liar. And we've already caught her in a lie. She said there was nothing. There's all kinds of classified information on there. And now we're saying that it's been backed up a couple times. Now, this is not a laughing matter, Miss Clinton. And for you to be thinking you can just pull the wool over the eyes of the American people is a complete and utter disgrace. Let's go with track three there, because here's what happens to other people who did not even half as bad as Hillary Clinton.
So a group of government whistleblowers are calling out an alleged double standard in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. They say that their lives were ruined in cases that were far less compromising. In a news conference today, they highlighted what they call unfair treatment by the government. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge live in Washington. So Catherine, you're tracking this news conference. What are we learning here?
Well, Martha, the whistleblowers are speaking at this hour at the National Press Club here in Washington, D.C., and one of the central complaints is that there is a double standard. They were aggressively prosecuted under the Espionage Act for sharing information, in some cases information that was not classified, with working journalists in an effort to expose alleged government misconduct. Former CIA officer Jeffrey Sterling was sentenced in May to 3.5 years in prison for violating the Espionage Act because he provided classified information to a New York Times reporter. Sterling was also convicted on obstruction of justice charges because a single email was missing from his account. This morning, an NSA whistleblower said their cases show there's a law for the average citizen and a different set of rules for the powerful.
This is a Secretary of State, one of the most targeted individuals by other intelligence agencies and entities in the world, using a private server to traffic in highly sensitive information. And no doubt, including classified information, and no doubt, information including sources and methods. But hey, I'm Secretary of State.
Well, there you go. I mean, one email, somebody gets fines and jail time. But Hillary, nothing. For thousands and thousands of emails and classified information, that's already been proven. And yet she gets a pass. Not only does she get a pass, she's running for the President of the United States and is the lead contender for the Democratic Party. What is wrong with us, America? What could possibly be in our minds that we would say Hillary Clinton is worthy of holding the highest office in the land? If she will do this as a Secretary of State, as a former president's wife, what would she do once she has the ultimate power and position of President of the United States? Do you expect to see transparency in a president? I do. Barack Obama said his presidency would be the most transparent in history. No. And you want to know who's going to be even worse at it? Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, you've got to take a good close look at where our values are as a country when we can actually look at Hillary Clinton and she's the lead for the Democratic Party. What has happened to you, Democrats? Are you so blinded by political furor that you would put this woman or a socialist as your top two picks in the Democratic Party? Now look at Jim Webb. He may be a little too conservative for most Democrats nowadays, but you know what? He's a JFK Democrat. He's a JFK Democrat. Why is he not the top pick for the Democratic Party? Hillary Clinton, you know, my conspiracy thought was that Bernie's in it just to make her look more moderate, but she's actually on stage looking more leftist than Bernie Sanders. And how insane is that? And as Americans, we just keep asking for it. Give us more Hillary. Give us more Bernie. Give us more of the left. Are you kidding me? Well, calling the show, we got an email from or a text from Pete. Pete's a Go Blue guy. Well, Pete, I got to say, it's going to be Michigan State. And my son, Zach. Who do you want, Zach? Michigan. Well, there you go. Well, we got a bet on it, right? Okay. There you go. All right. We'll see you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Vice President Joe Biden expected to reveal soon whether he's jumping into the 2016 White House race.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, it's a calm Saturday after a Twitter war between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. After Trump suggested on Friday that President George W. Bush shared in the blame for the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Jeb Bush on Twitter called Trump pathetic. Trump responded on Twitter, "You're pathetic," by saying nothing happened during your brother's term.
Fox Radio's John Decker, the cleanup continues in Southern California, where many roads are swamped with mud. No easy task on State Route 58, where some 200 vehicles are trapped in hardened mud up to 6 feet deep. And going on trial Monday in New York City, Vincent Tesoro, the man prosecutors say was part of the mob heist immortalized in the movie Goodfellas, the $6 million Lufthansa robbery, one of the largest cash thefts in our history. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm a mom, and just like millions of other women, that's why I own guns. We're responsible, we're law-abiding, and we're everything that makes America strong. Every day, we're willing to use a firearm to defend our families. But the media will never tell those stories. If a mom puts a gun to the face of a home-invading thug and makes him run for his life, the story gets buried. But if she's unarmed and murdered, the cameras will be at the scene before the police. It's time for moms like me to speak out. We are the majority. We demand the freedom to defend our families. And we challenge the media to tell the truth about our rights. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Yes, firearm silencers are legal in Michigan. Silencers keep muzzle blast at a minimum, allowing you to shoot without disturbing your neighbors wherever shooting is legal. Silencers also reduce damage to your hearing. Oakland Tactical has the best prices and selection of silencers in the state, and they're easy to own. Whether you want a rimfire handgun or centerfire rifle silencer, Oakland Tactical takes care of the complete paperwork process for you in less time than it takes to purchase a firearm. Oakland Tactical's experts will help you pick out the right silencer for your needs, whether it's for your AR-15, precision bolt gun, or your handgun. Call 810-354-8194 or visit Oakland Tactical at US 23 and M59 for more information about silencers and more. Shop Oakland Tactical's selection of in-stock silencers, firearms, and firearm accessories at OaklandTactical.com. That's OaklandTactical.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift this Saturday, MSU U of M bowl game day. Well, it's not a bowl game, but it might as well be with all the attention it's getting. So it'll be an interesting game at 3:30, and luckily I'll have a clean drive home because everyone's coming down into Ann Arbor for the game. Ann Arbor's going to be rocking tonight, win or lose. I think it's going to be a big party in Ann Arbor tonight. Let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, Kensington Diesel, 810-344-4422. Whether you've got a diesel car, diesel truck, or a heavy commercial vehicle, Kensington Diesel can handle the service and your repairs. They can come out to you or you can bring it into the garage. They're located at Kensington Road, 151 Kensington Road. So check them out, 810-344-4422. Or you can go to their website, www.kensington, K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N, Diesel, D-I-E-S-E-L.com, KensingtonDiesel.com. I'm sorry, that was exit 151 on Kensington Road. So it's Kensington Road off of 96. Okay, call them up, 810-344-4422, and get your diesel needs taken care of. Okay, so we're talking about Hillary emails, and Barack Obama put his foot in it. Matt was talking a little bit about it last hour, and we're going to talk about it again. The FBI is not happy with Barack Obama going on television and talking to 60 Minutes and saying Hillary Clinton's email issues are not a national security issue. You got track four ready there, Derek? Let's go with that.
The FBI livid at President Obama over his comments on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The New York Times reports today that the Bureau's agents are mad the president downplayed the situation during his interview with 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Did you know about Hillary's Clinton use of private email server?
No.
While she was Secretary of State?
No.
Do you think it posed a national security problem?
I don't think it posed a national security problem. I think that it was a mistake that she's acknowledged. I do think that the way it's been ginned up is in part because of politics.
So was President Obama trying to sway the final outcome of the investigation into Hillary's private server? Joining us now with reaction from Washington, Ron Hosko, a former senior FBI official. Ron, the New York Times reporting today, this week, that the FBI agents are very upset with President Obama. What can you tell us?
Well, if that's an accurate portrayal of it, Eric, it's completely understandable. This is not the first time that, even though he is an attorney, even though he has been down this road before, it's not the first time that he knows his role and has yet still commented on the case.
Yeah. So President Obama, in that interview that we just pointed out, said that Hillary Clinton didn't violate national security. How the hell does he know that?
Well, that's a great question, and one that I would pose as well. At this point, we are still hearing information about the FBI fairly recently identifying another tech company that may have been involved with backing up the server. And we're talking about volumes of information that the FBI is going to have to look at in great detail.
All right, so there you go. Before the investigation is even near complete, and there's already been enough proof out there for Barack Obama to say there's been no national security breach with Hillary. How would you know that, Barack? Unless, you know, my question is this. If he exchanged any emails with her as Secretary of State, did he not see that her email was a little different than all the other federal emails that he would be getting from people? Was it not coming from a .gov email address? What should not somebody have understood that, the Secretary of State's got a different email address than the rest of us? No questions from the administration? No questions from Department of Defense? Did absolutely nobody understand that she had a different email address as Secretary of State with her private email and private server? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be, you know, crazy conservative Gary. I'm just asking a simple question. Did nobody in all the years as Secretary of State not ask her the question of why is your email just a little different than the rest of us? It's a bitter, bitter pill. And I think as an American public, we need to be asking that question because the media sure doesn't seem to want to ask enough, and they should be. This should have been a major part of the Democratic debate this week, and unfortunately, it wasn't. Because the other gutless Democratic candidates for president don't want to attack the Clinton machine. So you'll see more of this coming out. I think what Huma Abedin's testimony was the other day, and Trey Gowdy wasn't even there, but the questions got asked, and I think she was fully disclosing, at least according to Trey Gowdy, she was fully disclosing the information. So we'll see what happens with that. But let's move on. The other big news this week is the violence going on in Israel. Right now, there are Palestinians who are just randomly knifing or running over, if you saw one video, a man running through a bus stop with his car and then getting out and macheting people that were down on the ground from him having hit them with his car. So it's blown up. I mean, the violence in Israel right now is just as bad as it's ever been. You can call it another intifada. If they haven't called it that yet, they probably will be calling it that soon. But who's to blame for that? Well, there's an article that I put on the Daily Drift, and it was a link contributed by PGH expat, one of our listeners. And with more than 30 people dead in Israel as Palestinians armed with knives attack the innocents, what is responsible for it? This campaign of incitement, which is mainly coming from Mahmoud Abbas. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Derek. Isn't Mahmoud Abbas, when he became president of the Palestinian Authority years and years ago, was he, I'm pretty sure, look this up. I think he was one of the guys who threw the gentleman Leon Klinghoffer off the Achilles Lauro. Wasn't he one of those guys? I'm almost positive he was. So the fact that he rose from being a complete murderer and criminal to be president of the Palestinian state, I'm thinking it was him anyways. I could be wrong. I'll take it back if I was wrong, but I'm not sure that I am. But it's because Barack Obama, this is his fault. Like everything else in the Middle East, he's the one that has coddled the Palestinians and Mahmoud Abbas and given him the ability to fight against Israel instead of sitting down and negotiating a two-state solution here. Israel has done its share. It's given back land and would probably give back more, but they haven't gotten any peace for the land that they've given back already. How much more do you expect Israel to put up with? Rockets being launched. Now you've got knife attacks just randomly. And that should be a lesson to all you anti-gun people here in the United States. These kind of things can happen with a knife, a rock, a brick, a baseball bat, a tire iron. Violence happens. Terrorism happens. And there's nothing you can do to legislate that away. Now, there's been three Palestinians killed recently in Israel, and they were killed by the people that they attacked. Why? Because they had guns. Well, there you go. A gun is what's saving people in Israel right now. And if you don't think it can happen here, it's going to happen here. Especially when you start bringing over unvetted Syrian refugees to this country to the tune of 200,000 over the next year. Really? There's a reason we want those people vetted. Let's see how bad it is getting in the Middle East. You got track five ready, Derek? It's not just people they're killing now. Now they're going after historical sites, which is kind of like, ISIS? Play that track five.
This morning. Well, also overnight, and this is a stunning development, hundreds of Palestinians torch Joseph's tomb in the West Bank, now calling for what they call a day of rage. That fire severely damaging the Jewish holy site. Israel calling this a despicable act. This is the latest wave of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. At least 39 people have been killed in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. So the violence just continues. And if you think it's bad with ISIS, it's going to be bad here too. Because how long before we get our first day of rage here in the United States? It's coming. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll move on to a little bit about Joe Biden. See you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra has something for everybody, young or old, including kinder concerts. Music comes alive in kinder concerts. Free 30-minute concerts designed especially for children 2 to 5 years old. No worries about wiggly tots sitting still for a concert. They'll dance and move while listening to the music. Then they'll be mesmerized by hearing a story being told with musical accompaniment. Parents, grandparents, teachers, and daycare leaders can introduce classical music to even the youngest listeners at your local libraries. For more information about kinder concerts, call 734-994-4801 or visit a2so.com.
The American Business Women's Association Maya Chapter in Ann Arbor presents Michael Jeffries, CEO and founder of the Yes Network. He'll talk about five action strategies for taking your life to the next level. It'll be on Tuesday, October 20th at Weber's Inn, 3050 Jackson Road in Ann Arbor. 6 p.m. is networking, 6:30 p.m. is the dinner meeting, and 7:30 is the program. The event cost is $22.50, and please make your reservation by noon Thursday, October 15th at abwa-maia.org. The St. Mary 10th Fall Fest Craft Show, Bake Sale, and Lunch with an appearance by mystery author Richard L. Baldwin with his new mystery Made a Killing in Copper will take place Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Mary Parish Center, 14200 East Old U.S. Highway 12 in Chelsea. Admission is $2. Children 13 and under get in free.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
Research shows that kids today spend an average of 10 hours a day with entertainment media and technology. That's more time than they spend with their parents or in school. Common Sense Media is an independent nonprofit dedicated to helping families make good entertainment and technology choices. They have unbiased reviews of thousands of movies, TV shows, games, apps, and more, all for free. Visit commonsensemedia.org. A public service message from Common Sense Media. You know, friends, a wise man once said, he said something. I can't remember what it is right now, but that's not important. This is Theron inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. It's a rockin' show on the radio, and we use only the finest ingredients, and we've been doing business in the same location since 1842. Join me here for the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Let me give a quick shout out to J&M Tree Service and Landscaping. If you need to get some tree limbs down or a tree down before the winter gets here, call Jason, 248-640-7029. I had Jason remove a giant tree in my backyard, gave me a really good price on it, and got it down. And when he was done, you wouldn't have known he was there, other than the wood that I asked him to leave me, which should heat my home for quite some time after it dries. But J&M Tree Service, it's they do a great job. So call Jason, 248-640-7029, and get those trees down before the winter storms knock them onto the roof of your house, which would not be a pleasant thing. So Joe Biden still asking like acting like he might get into the race. And according to the Drakester, who's listening at home instead of being in here talking today, wants to say that the only reason Hillary is a leading presidential candidate is because we've become a bunch of spoon-fed morons, brainwashed idiots incapable of seeing reality, which is kind of true. Every day when you watch the news, you think, well, am I in Alice in Wonderland? Is there something wrong with the world today? Let's take a call from Ed in Ypsilanti. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Gary?
Good, Ed. Good to hear from you.
I had two thoughts about the emails, and one was, well, first off, was to predicate it, was it, when Bernie asked that or made that comment on stage during the debate, my first thought was that he was attacking Hillary by saying, "We're tired of hearing about your emails." And I kind of wonder if that was his intent at first, but then seeing the response, he was embarrassed into sort of a fallback position that, we're all tired of hearing it. It should all just go away.
Now, you know, I would think that that would have been nice if that were the case, but if he had said, "So just give us your server and let's finish it," then I would agree with you. I think Bernie was just shilling to get a VP slot for Hillary, because I think he knows he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the ability to get past mainstream America. He can have all the young people and the poor people and the working class people that think the billionaires are taking over society here, and in a way he's right. But he needs money, and he needs Hillary in order to get the office. And you know what? He goes down in the history books if he's a vice president, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cap a career. Well, the other thing is that you've seen movies, TV series where the good guy gets the drop on the kingpin, the bad guy, and the kingpin just laughs because they know they've bought off the judges. That was Hillary's laugh in that interview.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that's scary. It's really scary. I'd like to think that it was like in the movies where further down the road they find out, no, the bought-off judge was switched out or something, and we will take her down. But it's just scary. I think she realizes it's not going to touch her. That's the sad part.
Yeah, and as Americans, we should be outraged that she can laugh this off. I mean, we've seen, you just heard what happened to people who did nowhere near as bad an email issue as she has done. And they're paying fines, and they're going to go to jail. And even General Petraeus has ruined his career. Okay, they ruined General Petraeus from his
right.
career. And yet Hillary walks away scot-free. You want to talk about the political class in this country? She is the cream of that political class, and she needs to go to jail. She should be where Martha Stewart was, for crying out loud. Put her in Orange is the New Black. That's where she belongs.
Similar to the whistleblowers who recently spoke. I think you alluded to them earlier. The guys said, how come us and not her?
Yes, that's exactly
right.
You
know, I was just in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, and I looked around, and you can't find a pitchfork. You can't find a torch anywhere in that town to take in front of the White House. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
How are we ever going to storm that place with pitchforks and torches if we can't find them?
Yeah, you got to eat your cake first, Ed. There you go.
There you go. All right, see ya.
All right, Ed, take care. Thanks for the call. All right, so everyone's still asking for Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, you got to get in, or just say you're not going to get in. Because you know what? There's nothing we hate more than an indecisive president. And I think it's crazy that he's waiting so long to make this decision. He can get in and he can win if he hits Hillary where she's hurting, and that's the emails and the server and her performance as Secretary of State. If he goes after Hillary, he can win the nomination. Now, would he win in a general? Probably not. Because you know what? Joe Biden, foot and mouth Joe, old Uncle Joe. Derek, let's play track 6. This is Joe Biden just out admitting to the mistakes that he and Barack have made. You got that one ready? Here we go.
When the president and I took office, we knew we had to make some tough and incredibly unpopular decisions. I'm sure some were unpopular with you as well as they were with Democrats and Republicans. The Recovery Act, which was over $800 billion in spending in an 18-month period. TARP, which was to support TARP in the Congress was like putting rattlesnakes in people's kitchens. I mean, because the very people they blame for the problem were being bailed out. It's hard to explain. Dodd-Frank, the auto rescue, which everybody says now is a great idea, but at the time, 60% of the American people of all stripes thought was a very bad idea. The Affordable Care Act, which was a difficult battle. But as a result of those things, in my humble opinion, and because primarily the grit of the American people, we've gone from economic crisis to recovery, and I think we're on the cusp of a genuine resurgence.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what recovery you're looking at, Joe, but hey, best of luck to you. I hope you do get into the race, because I think the entertainment value alone will be spectacular for guys like me. But hey, that's what it is. Well, I want to do a quick call to action as well. Call Debbie Stabenow and call Gary Peters and insist, because the Senate will be holding a test vote on punishing sanctuary cities. Mitch McConnell's moving that up. It's the David Vitter, Senator David Vitter, a Louisiana Republican, wants to punish those sanctuary cities like San Francisco for supporting illegal aliens and not working with the federal government. And it's not going to make it because they can't get the 60 votes to get past the filibuster. So if we can get just a couple of Democrats to move on this, and that would be Debbie Stabenow here in the state of Michigan and Gary Peters. These two tote the Obama line all the time. And Obama has said he would veto it. This is one I'd like to see him put the veto on. Go ahead and show us what you're made out of, Barack. So take that call to action. Go to the website, dailydrift.com. Look up Gary Peters. Look up Debbie Stabenow. Send them an email. Send them a phone call and tell them, hey, we want punishment for sanctuary cities. And that includes right here, Washtenaw County, and I think Ann Arbor. I think we're both sanctuary cities here. So do that. Take that call to action. Put it into your phone. Call them and do something. So, Zach, you wanted to say something about the U of M? Don't touch it. Just say it. There you go.
They're going to destroy MSU.
They're going to destroy MSU? What? What? You think so?
Yeah.
I have to disagree. I think it will be a close game one way or the other. I don't think there'll be any destruction going on there. Right? Derek, what's your estimate?
I'm picking a Michigan blowout.
Really?
Yeah, 35-6.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and Zach, you agree with that?
I think the score for MSU should be less.
You think they're going to go without scoring at all?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because they did that three times in a row.
So. Oh, for crying out loud. No. I think you guys are both dreaming. You're both dreaming. We're still in Alice in Wonderland listening to you two.
Hey, it was a good movie.
Harbaugh's got him rolling. You can't deny that.
Well, you know, it's astounding, isn't it, Derek? Because I did not think he would have such an effect so quickly. And you think that's just moral? I mean, what has he done personnel-wise that's making such a different season than last year?
Well, he's got a great coaching staff, that's one, and he's making the guys work a lot harder, which wasn't being done under the last two head coaches. They were very soft. They didn't preach physicality, and now Harbaugh's brought it back, and the players are responding well.
Okay. So, and Derek does the sports show. What is it? Stone Cold Sports Truth every Saturday morning at 6:30, right? So you know what you're talking about. So I didn't know that. Did he change out all the coaches on the staff?
He actually kept one coach from Hoke's staff, and that's Greg Madison. He was the defensive coordinator, but now he's the defensive line coach.
Okay. All right, so there has been changes, and most of our players, other than new ones they brought in this year.
Yeah, they are pretty much players.
The same players.
Obviously, all pretty much all of the players are still Hoke's players that are playing with some freshmen sprinkled in. But,
okay, so that's astounding that one man using the same talent that he had last year can make such a difference. Just by changing his coaching and changing the style and the practice, the way that's amazing. It really is. I thought it would take 2 or 3 years for them to get back on track.
He knows how to operate a team.
Wow.
Well, because he was an NFL coach.
Well, you go, boy.
Yeah, I'm awesome. I knew it.
We're going to send you in here at 6:30 Saturday mornings and let you hang out with Derek. Let the two of you have your U of M love fest. Right?
Yep.
Why do you like the U of M better than MSU? Your sister's an MSU graduate. Come on, man.
Well, at least Michigan didn't almost lose to the worst team ever.
Wow. Well, and you're referring to?
The Rutgers.
Derek, do you agree with that?
Well, Michigan does have a bad loss in their history, and that was to Appalachian State. So that's kind of hard to ignore.
Okay, well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know, and email me, Gary@thedailydrift, if you want to catch me on email. See you next week.